Hey, sorry, I was about a minute late. I forgot to set up the getter.
Hey, Ash, you gotta do better. You gotta learn to set up getter. Huh.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Colorado Show, the most serious news show in the Centennial State. And we have, it's not a true statement. But we have so much to cover. We have, first of all, Trump was here. Trump was here in Colorado. And he made it out alive and then went to Reno.
I'm
muted?
I'm
are you?
Just messing with what? You.
Oh, I missed you.
I missed you too, Ash. Give it up for Ash, everybody. So Uncle Trump was in Aurora.
He was. And then he went to Reno, and then yesterday he was at Coachella, and I think he's flexing.
Yo,
so
he is a machine. And then he's talking about, we want to see his medical records. Like, no, you don't. So, you don't need to see that.
Yeah. And Saturday Night Live for the past 2 weeks has implied and actually overtly said that they think Trump has dementia, which is just like ageist. And how dare you if we're, you know, using Democrat talking points for dementia rhetoric. But I think he's flexing because there's 20 there, you know, on Friday when he was here, 25 days left to go until the election. We're at about 3 weeks until the election. And these are not places where he needs to campaign.
Right.
He's spent most of his time in the key, you know, battleground states. Elections are manipulated, FYI, but in the key battleground states. And, you know, targeting his messaging to the specific issues. So he's in Pennsylvania. He's, you know, talking about the different industries there. He's down in Georgia. He's talking about what's happening down there. And he came out here in Colorado to talk about immigration. Now, immigration is a number one issue for voters around the nation. Every state is a border state now. Colorado is certainly a unprotected border state.
That's because, a fact. That's
yeah.
a fact.
And we're going to get into, to what some of the, what Trump said, and then also what the response to Trump was, which is hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. You know, we're all Nazis and racists, and by all of us being Nazis and racists, I would like to share with you the line. So, we're going to play this video from RSBN.
Damn.
Courtesy, oh, just wait for it. Courtesy of at hypocrisy underscore sucks on Twitter is where I found this video, but it's RSBN footage of the line in the Centennial State where we've heard for a week since, you know, he announced his visit. We don't want you here. I speak for all, it's all white leftist women. I speak for all of Colorado when I declare that we don't want you here. Sure.
It's all fun and games until their city is overrun with, till their where their neighborhood is overrun with migrants. Then it's like, well, we didn't ask for this.
Yeah, then you get Martha's Vineyard. You get
right.
And all of a sudden the government has, you know, room to house all these migrants.
Yeah, like
the residents of Martha's Vineyard are complaining. You know, also Boulder, same sorts of things happen in Boulder. Mm-hmm. But this is, I think, part of it. We don't want you here. This is not a Trump state. This blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
The only people that support Trump are racists and Nazis. They went there as well on Friday
night.
Okay. But in response, but you know, we don't want you. We don't want you here. We don't want you here. Check out the turnout. It was like a snake. Ew. Hang on a second. Hold up. I want to find a better.
It's kind of blurry.
It's coming in way too blurry, and I need everybody to actually see. So hold for processing. I'm going to pull up hypocrisy Twitters.
We need you to feel the video inside. We need you to internalize the experience.
I need to be unburdened by this grainy footage and imagine.
Be unburdened by what the camera has been.
What clear footage can be. All right, hold on. I'm almost nearly there. What is that? That one's Coachella. Hang on. And that's the thing, like, so many rallies all showing
massive support, huh?
Massive, absolutely massive support. Yeah, this one's better. All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah. That's the jam right there.
It's like right around there. Spot we just passed.
Rhyme when I rip. Rip when I rhyme. Look at that long ass Donald Trump line. Ooh.
I'm just going to kill the music.
Yeah, the music ain't it.
It just loops. It loops that same hook and it gets a little old. So you can see we're now out into the parking lot of the Gaylord and the line is winding.
I'll just make up some music with it.
We're still going. We're still sort of in the outside of the parking lot of the Gaylord. Then we cross the street.
Jeez.
The regular street.
How big was this
venue? This was still early. This was still before doors opened because the ADA line, you can see in the first part of that video, the ADA line, people are still in line. And that line went first.
How big was this venue?
The room that we had, so the Gaylord Rockies is a massive convention center. The room that was booked held 10,000. There was like 10, there's information about the attendees that we'll get into, but there was about 10,000 people inside, 5,000 people outside, according to the GPS tracking data that's being put out, which was firmly opposed to tracking people in that way.
Well, you know, are you talking about geo-tracking?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I saw somebody, somebody pointed out that like one of Kamala's rallies had the same people at like three of the rallies, like this had the same like 10,000 people at three rallies in different locations. I'm like, oh, I see the play that's going on here. That's why
I'm glad you brought that up because I've got it. I've got the data here. So Kamala Harris rally, Chandler, Arizona on October 10th, GPS 4,300. This is from Tony Segura on X. He is a data scientist from Newport, California. His pinned post reads, "My partners and I have been lifetime data scientists. We own the digital ID of every mobile device/computer in the U.S. and have indexed and archived every IP address in the world. Our extensive experience in big and deep data, including geo-tracking and geolocation, makes our dozens of data companies the top authority for providing data to corporations, law enforcement, and U.S. government agencies like the CIA, NSA, DOD, DIA, NGA, NRO, FBI, as well as Interpol and foreign intelligence organizations." So again, on the record, I think we should end this level of tracking, but it's not realistic. Anyway, Chandler, Arizona, October 10th, Kamala Harris rally attendees, GPS, 4,309 mobile devices at the Rawhide Event Center in Chandler, Arizona for a Kamala Harris rally. 531 of those devices were from Arizona, 2,015 were from California, 92% were at three or more Kamala rallies.
Okay. All right.
So we've got 12% of the attendees at the Kamala Harris Arizona, a swing state rally. Right. So swing state turnout, Arizona turnout, 12% were people from Arizona.
Oh, okay. Now, here's my question.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question about this about polling, because this is very, very.
This isn't polling. This is.
No, I understand that. Okay. I understand that. What I'm saying is, I'm trying to figure out how this is tied. like according to a I think it's ABC, NBC or ABC poll, right? Now, mind you, from what I know, call me, maybe you can correct me on this. You need at least 60, Democrats need at least 65% of the Hispanic vote, right? And 85 to 90% of the Black vote in order to win, right? Kamala has neither. So how is this tied?
It's not. It's a lie. It's narrative. The 50-50 okay. country lie is the premise for everything. The 50-50 country lie is the premise for the steal. It has to be close so that you can claim that Kamala Harris or Joe Biden won the election by, you know, 11,000 votes, 50,000 votes, 100,000 votes. So you've got to have a country that is so deeply divided. Now, according to Rasmussen, 62% of Americans of all likely U.S. voters, not just Republicans, not just, you know, crazy election deniers, 62% of likely U.S. voters believe the elections are rigged.
Okay.
We're not a 50-50 country. So, but they need that.
Hold on. Because what percentage?
62%.
Ah, okay. That's okay.
And that's Rasmussen. They've been reporting. I personally think that that number is closer to 3/4 because it's been 62% since like 2022 before the midterm. And the midterm election, definitely. I mean, I know more than 10 people personally who the midterm of 2022 got them over the mental hurdle of the election being rigged because of what happened, right? With drawer three. Right. You know, oh, you know, all the machines are manufacturing and all these are malfunctioning in all these key precincts in Maricopa County.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Oh, you're talking about Carrie Lake's situation.
Right.
Okay.
So 62% is very conservative in terms of people that have declining trust in the integrity of our.
You know, do you realize? I don't think people realize how fixable this problem is. I don't think they realize how fixable this problem is. Like, these people work for us. So if you want to fix this problem, I already know how to solve it. I'm not going to say it on this show, and it doesn't contain violence. This is very simple. It's very, very simple. I think I need to start a...
Solve it. Let's go. Let's hear it.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get my...
You need some good music. We need some music. Are we doing X-Files? What are we doing?
No. We're going to do it like this. Okay, you want to solve this problem? Abandon the dollar for 24 hours.
Oh.
Abandon the dollar bill for 24 hours. That'll solve the problem quick.
Abandon the dollar in favor of what?
I mean, shoot. USDC, Bitcoin, something. Or bartering and trading. You know what I'm saying? That will bend these lizards to your will so fast. It's over.
Oh, speaking of, I want to find that video. There's a video on X. You said barter and it reminded me of it. And I want to amplify this woman because she is freaking talented. And I absolutely
Load up on goods. You know what I'm saying? For what? Maybe because the dollar got to be in rotation constantly.
Yeah.
Load up on goods for a week and just spend and don't spend a thing for a week. Don't go to work. No, nothing.
Yeah, people have talked about, you know, not a week, but, you know, a day, right? Like a day of starving.
You don't even need the whole country to do it. You just need half. Not even a half. You just take a quarter of the country. It's over. They will bend to your will so fast. They won't know what to do. Markets will go crazy. Like, look, whatever it is that y'all want, okay? We're sorry about FEMA. Okay, I can hear Mayorkas now. Well, we did not mean to do what we did.
Dude, I'm not going to be able to find this. We
suddenly found a lot of money for North Carolina. We're going to rebuild the whole state.
Yeah, my favorite was the Politico article that FEMA had been working hard to set up Starlink, and Elon Musk was like, "The fuck." Like,
Yo, Elon was going back and forth with Pete Buttigieg.
I saw that. Yeah,
man. Pete Buttigieg must have called him and said, like, look, dog, can you please just say, like, you're grateful that I got back in contact with you, please? Please.
any of
I
them. Like,
we might let you build your train, but we might let you build your train. I promise, bro. We're going to talk about it.
See them catch that rocket today?
That was dope.
That was really cool.
That was dope.
It was like the first thing I saw when I woke up. I was like, damn. All right. So back to the topic, rabbit hole.
Yeah.
All right. So 12% of the attendees at the Kamala rally in Arizona, a swing state, were actually from Arizona. The remainder were largely from California. So, you know, that means those voters can't vote in Arizona. Those attendees,
what happened?
I should
Who
say.
Is this?
The Kamala Harris rally attendees.
Oh, okay.
Majority from California. They can't vote in Arizona. So showing, you know, majority of people, you know, half of the voters, roughly half of the voters from a, you know, blue stronghold non-swing state, she can't fill a rally with voters from Arizona is the point. In contrast, in Colorado, an area where, you know, we're told we don't want Trump here and, you know, election deniers and MAGA, ultra far right MAGA Republican maggots are just a small part of our population here. Everything else is joy, right? All the crime and migrant gangs and all the things. It's all joy and we all like it and we all want it. 97% of the attendees of that line, we just showed that video of that line, 97% of those people were from Colorado. And the majority of them, or I should say not the majority, the highest number of GPS devices tracked by this study, which again, deeply opposed to this kind of tracking, but the highest location identified was Denver.
Right.
Third highest, Aurora.
Damn.
Second highest, Colorado Springs. That's the top three cities in the state right there, population-wise.
Sheesh.
We are not a 50-50 country, and Colorado is closer than people think. 81% of the folks were first-time Trump attendees, and only 432 mobile devices had attended three or more Trump rallies out of, sorry, total numbers here. Oh, I didn't have the total numbers on here. Hang on. It's like 15,000 total. I'll find it here.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's really kind of hilarious that they're keeping this narrative going that, you know, and so then you get to things like we don't show up like that because we're not in a cult. You heard that, right?
Yeah.
Remember, we can, and I'm with her, right? Yeah, we don't do that
her.
Anymore.
Nobody likes her. I don't understand why this is so hard to believe. Like, and I mean, like, this is not like a situation where it's anecdotal, and it's like, you know, a small
overwhelming.
Few. It is overwhelming. Like, people really dislike this biscuit-headed heifer, like, and I'm telling you, and Obama bringing out Obama, like, who is this? Man, don't bring out this zesty fool. Nobody want to hear this fruit basket. Look, I'm telling you flat out, if this heifer somehow ends up winning the election, it is rigged. They stole it. Nobody's gonna believe that she won. Nobody. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. That's real. Like, you're going to, like, and then everybody's like, oh, well, yeah, what are you going to do? It's going to be another insurrection. Like, yeah.
What are the feds doing on January 6th? Because they're the ones that started the last one.
Bingo. And look, I'm going to tell you flat out, like, there's so many ways to shut this nonsense down, but people just got to get in line. Get it on one accord. This can be stopped immediately. All the riffraff in Washington, all these lizard people, all these Gila monsters up in Congress, they will bend to your will so fast. Like, what is it that you want? I'm just, you know.
So I want to talk about the reaction to Obama's strong rebuke of black men.
Man, I don't want to talk about that goofy bastard.
You don't?
Go ahead.
I just, so Hodge twins put this out. Kenyan raised by white mother in Hawaii or just Chicago's black men to vote for Indian woman raised in Canada.
I saw that. Shout out to the Hodge twins. Yeah, those guys are funny.
It has been overwhelming. And then you have, you know, there's been, I've seen in the past, it just in the past couple days.
Yeah.
Lots of black women coming out too.
That's been like, going on. See, this is the thing. They don't, I don't know who they're polling. I mean, maybe they're polling migrants. I don't freaking know. But, and I think somebody told me that they overwhelmingly are, they're polling women. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Yeah, well, I have heard that they've been definitely oversampling Democrats across the demographic lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this makes zero sense.
Yeah,
it makes zero sense. And here's the funny thing: you wouldn't pull out Obama if she was winning.
Fact.
Obama would be somewhere drowning somebody.
on a paddleboard.
He'd be on a paddleboard somewhere. Yeah, he'd be doing something else. There is absolutely no way they'd pull out Obama if she was winning. And everybody's like, "Oh, she's gonna win in a landslide." Nobody likes her. Nobody.
Yeah,
and then, mind you, they're marketing her as the change candidate, but then she literally got on television and told you, like, "I wouldn't have changed a thing."
Nothing,
Joe
nothing
Biden
comes
did.
To mind. Yeah, what would you comes do? To mind. Is there anything that you would do differently?
Nothing at all.
It comes to mind.
Like you, done. After that, you cook.
So what do you think is the number one reason? And I don't mean by any demographic, but you're right. People don't like her, right? People roundly rejected her in the 2020 presidential campaign.
She didn't make it to Iowa.
Right.
She's a wash.
She's deeply unlikable.
Man.
But they've got the entire apparatus,
but nobody listens
trying
to, the apparatus.
To prop her up.
But here's the problem, Ash. Nobody listens to the apparatus anymore. Yeah. Like nobody. Like people are getting their information from other sources that are not controlled by a machine. See what I'm saying? And that is why you have Hillary Clinton out here with her ugly, with her goofy face, talking about censoring people, and Tim Walz telling literally telling everybody like, free speech is not guaranteed or whatever he said.
And we need to abolish the Electoral College.
Yeah. Like listen to these psychopaths. Like, like who is listening to this is like, Trump is so much worse. Like what kind, like there's something going, like you must be on some serious meds to think that this is okay. And that you want 4 years of, like, no. Cause I'm telling you flat out, I'm gonna be totally honest with you. 4 years. That 4 years is going to turn into 8, 12, 16. Like it's going to be it's going to go one of two ways. It's either going to go be completely chaotic here or everybody's just going to acquiesce. And I don't see that happening.
I guess there's too many people waking up each day.
Yeah. There's
right.
Too many
so the people who are tired, the acquiescing is, I mean, I would think with the amount of people who are awake to corruption, and corruption is a problem at the local, state and federal levels of government. It is enabled by corporatism and NGOs, and it is a massive RICO, or many multiple RICOs happening as people awaken to government corruption. You have so many people awake to it now. The danger of acquiescing, I would think, would be from people who are like, I just can't do this anymore, right? It's too much, and kind of giving up and walking away. But the problem with that is that more people are waking up daily now than mm-hmm. you know, and anytime in recent, you know, certainly or probably not certainly, but probably since 2020, people are kind of like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. You can't keep playing in people's faces like this. Like you're literally watching the power of your dollar disintegrate and just like a fart in the wind. And then you got these idiots on a screen every day telling you it's okay.
No, it's in your head.
It's in your head.
Inflation's
like,
coming down. You guys just think there's inflation. No, I can't.
No, what did Joe say? It's working.
I love it when he does the creepy whisper
like,
thing.
You know, like,
you think he's actively sabotaging her?
Heck yeah. Heck yeah, he's pissed. Certainly seems and here's so, the funny right? thing. This is what she's got. This is going to be the greatest thing in the next, watching it in the next month. Okay. Hold on. Let me see. Watch this. It's going to get real. Okay. What she's going to have to do is, the plan apparently is to for her to separate herself from Joe, right? One problem there. She's going to have to come out and say his policies suck. She can't do that because now you have an internal war.
Well, yeah. I mean, he set her up
gonna
for
go,
it. Right?
That's going to go bad. That's going to go that. Look, between Tim Sugarwalls, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, I don't know. between Sugar Tank and Kamala, they won't be able to sustain that.
Yeah,
they'll fold like the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl.
So I mean, you know, to that point, there's quite the allegations against Tim Walz.
They call him Touchdown Tim.
Yeah, and it's not. For football.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, no, there's allegations. If we have time, we'll get into, because these are dropping like right now.
Why is it every time you ask Tim a question, he sounds like this?
Have you ever had a dream that you could do?
My favorite was in the debate where they're like, how do you square the fact that you said you were at the Tiananmen Square massacre and you actually weren't there? And he's like, yeah, you know, I just I'm a knucklehead and I, you know, got mixed up
because
like,
I are was you there. Serious, dude?
But their wedding anniversary is the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square, allegedly.
Wow.
And yeah, the answer is you lied. You lied because you thought it was, you know, a good story and you didn't think anybody, how can you not think people are going to fact check you in this day and age or even 10 years ago? Anyway, Haram. There's allegations that this guy was grooming and molesting, raping underage boys, particularly took an interest in young gay boys. And now some of those victims are speaking out. Ooh, there are very detailed allegations dropping right now on the DocNet YouTube X account. So it's at DocNet YouTube, YOUTUBE.
And that's the handle. How many views this has? This has 35,000 views so far.
Yeah, so I'm going to put up the handle.
And he just put this up at 4:20.
Yeah, no. He said.
Yeah, that was the one at 4:20. Okay, where's the first one? The first one he put up at 37 minutes ago, and it's at 198,000 impressions. This is about to go viral.
Well, yeah, he came out before, talked about the Indigo Girls concert. Apparently, Tim Walz.
The Indigo Girls?
Something, you know, that place is lousy with straight men. Put a kid to an Indigo Girls concert, underage high schooler is the allegation. Again, these are allegations. We're just reporting what's going on Twitter right now, but this has been teased for, you know, weeks. And yesterday and today, the account, which again is, let me back out of this and show you guys the handle. Black Insurrectionist at DocNet YouTube is the handle. He has gone into great detail yesterday and today about the level of sourcing and corroboration that he has done over the course of many months prior to breaking this story. He says that he has given the information to the Harris Walz campaign and has asked them for comment. He has shown some, and you can find all of this on his Twitter account. Yes, he says that there are things that you know, prominent Democrat pundits and politicians have done that makes him believe that they're trying to get ahead of the story. And then he said this morning, I'm going to start dropping things at 4, which was half an hour ago. And so these are These are up now. Let's see what this one.
Here is one thing he enjoys, and that's hanging out with the boys. Huh.
Okay, now that Tim Walz has been picked, I think it's important we speak. Your work with child trafficked children is the reason I'm reaching out to you. I have seen how you've told the stories of others. I'm willing to tell you my story with Tim Walz. I became close with him and his wife, Gwen. This man is one of the biggest liars you'll ever meet. He manipulated me. He did unspeakable things with me. I can give you details that nobody else can. I know you will keep my privacy. Will you hear me out? And so these are, these are dropping now. We haven't had a chance to go through them because they started dropping right as we were going live. But remember Hillary said that Kamala was going to have to deal with a real big October surprise?
Yeah, she wasn't
Your
lying.
VP being a pedophile might be one.
That might be a problem. A
pretty big one.
You know, and this is going to be the icing on the cake. And then eventually, you know what I love about J.D. Vance? Is J.D. Vance makes these mainstream media talking heads, these hand puppets, actually talk about things that they normally wouldn't want to talk about. He's a genius at this. Like you saw, what's the name today? On
the New York Times thing?
Is that No, not even that. Like, the one after that. What's the old lady from... Raddatz. What's her name?
What? That was not English.
Raddatz. What's her freaking name? She's on This Week on ABC. You want me to send you the clip?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's an evil.
Rachel Maddow?
No. He would have cooked Rachel Maddow.
Oh, that's like, MSNBC.
Her glasses would have fogged up. this is Raddatz. I forgot her first name. Oh. But he cooked her. He cooked her, and it was Martha Raddatz.
Got it. All right, hang on, let me back it up. We'll play it.
Yeah, she didn't.
He is a master at his craft. Yes, that is. Yes, that
he
is
an
for sure.
Animal. He's a dog, bro.
All right, here we go.
Dog.
The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border. Americans are so fed up with what's going on, and they have every right to be. And I really find this exchange, Martha, sort of interesting, because you seem to be more focused with nitpicking everything that Donald Trump has said rather than acknowledging that complexes in the United States of America are being taken over by violent gangs. I worry so much more about that problem than anything else here. We've got to get American communities in a safe space again. And unfortunately, when you let people in by the millions, most of whom are unvetted, most of whom you don't know who they really are, you're going to have problems like this. Kamala Harris, 94 executive orders that undid Donald Trump's successful border policies. We knew this stuff would happen.
They
bragged about opening the border, and now we have the consequences, and we're living with it. We can do so much better, but frankly, we're not going to do better, Martha, unless Donald Trump calls this stuff out. I'm glad that he did.
Ooh.
Yeah,
he put just a handful
of apartment buildings that were overrun by violent gangs.
Do you hear yourself?
Yeah, he is. You know, it's a double edged sword because he is a politician.
Yeah,
and he's very good at it. Yeah, he's a master at the interview, at the debate, the rhetoric, all of it. Yeah,
he's definitely got that Rottweiler in him. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. And the thing about it is, he switched it up on her to make her look like the fool. Like, are you serious? That, what do you mean? That's all? Like,
yeah,
like what? And now, yeah. And I know she was like, I basically just stepped in it. I should not have done that.
Yeah, that was special.
That was amazing. And then the New York Times one, he cooked her too.
Well, the New York Times thing is this is an ongoing, they're walking a fine line, and I think it's going to blow up in their faces potentially before the election.
Everything so far,
Right. But this idea that, you know, oh, Americans aren't going to do these jobs, which is, you know, was the premise of her. Well, you know, the majority of migrants work in construction and we're not going to be able to build homes if you deport all the migrants.
And yeah. So it's like, hold on. So you mean to tell me the Democrat Party that says we're not the same as, you know, like we were back in the day with slavery. We're different now. But now you're
saying, who's going to pick the crops? Yeah, right. Aaron? Who's going to pick the crops if we close the border?
Who's going to pick our cotton?
It's so over. So first of all,
they got it. They got it. They don't. Who is advising these people?
Lucifer. And, you know, potentially White Hat, according to the Q people. It's becoming more believable.
But Lucifer made good music, apparently. You know what I'm saying? He's not even giving these people good beats. Like, they're not even giving them. Yeah, like they're not even getting no beats. They're not getting no good lyrics. At least have them write some raps for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, these people aren't even reading, you know, when they go in the studio. I used to go in there and we used to do reference tracks, right? The reference tracks would be for the artist to go listen to and memorize. Like for people that really can't rap, like Diddy, right? So you go in there, you do the song, and then you give it to him and be like, now go learn this, dummy. Right, and then he comes in the studio and raps it. Right, Lucifer ain't even giving these people the reference tracks.
It's an interesting point, because remember the writer's strike?
Yeah.
During the writer's strike, I, you know, repeatedly made the joke that the narrative, you know, the stories, the news stories that we were experiencing were so poorly written that it must be a result of the Hollywood writer's strike.
Right.
That being said, there's something to the quality of the propaganda in decline, right? The quality is in decline.
Because, you know, what it is, it's a company with panic.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
So, like, take Saturday Night Live, right? People are, the con ink folks are out in force. Oh, we are so back. Even Saturday Night Live is turning on Harris.
Right.
Hang on a second. They're still underlying the you know, reinforcing the underlying narratives that, you know, Donald Trump is bad. And yeah, there's some weird things about the Kamala campaign, but she's definitely she's definitely better than another Trump term. But on the whole, it's subtle, but it's there. But also, it's not terribly funny, right? And the idea that,
oh, no, the dude that does Joe Biden is hilarious. That guy is.
Isn't that Dana Carvey?
Is that his name?
Or is it, it's not.
Listen, folks, yeah. and by the Ultra way, like, that guy is freaking hilarious. Like, he studied Joe.
But he's an institution. If it is, who is playing Joe on SNL?
And guess what, folks? And by the way.
Yeah, he is good. And the Weekend updates have been relatively funny. Yeah. Biden. I think it's Dana Carvey.
It is
Dana Carvey. Okay. So very famous comedian who, you know, has decades of comedic experience, but the writing of the bits that they're doing, it's not terribly funny and it feels very safe.
The Family Feud one wasn't that great. The Family Feud you know, Democrats versus Republicans, that was kind of weak. But the one where Joe Biden's making speeches and all that, that's good. I'll give them that. That was good. You know what I mean? By the way, me and her are the same. Like,
he does a great Joe Biden, but the Trump guy sucks.
Yeah, he sucks.
There's definitely better options to play Trump.
Yeah, what's the guy that does the best Trump? The one that got canceled. Shane Gillum, is that his name?
I thought you were talking about Alec Baldwin.
Nah.
He's dealing with his own stuff.
Shane Gillis. He does the best Trump impression.
But they've got an Asian guy playing J.D. Vance. And the whole premise of the J.D. Vance character is apparently that he's not allowed to speak.
Right.
Which just is, it doesn't fit.
That's corny.
Their underlying you know, narrative that they've dropped twice in two out of three shows so far in this season is that Trump has dementia, which is it's inauthentic, but it feels very safe, and safe comedy is rarely funny.
Well, the Trump dementia thing is not going to go. Like, one thing, I have a theory, like, as this election approaches, they're going to get more and more desperate with their rhetoric because they know they're in a danger zone. And it's going to be like some of the most outlandish shit you've ever heard in your life. Like, yeah. You know, like, you know, Trump put an alien in a headlock. Like, what?
Like, makes him sound so much more badass.
Yeah, right.
Like, and that's the problem with everything that they do is it ends.
It ends in tragedy. Yeah. It's like, because these people,
Trump put an alien in a headlock. Yeah, Trump is the only one that can save us from aliens because, you know, he put one in a headlock and everybody else is denying they exist. So I guess I have to vote for Trump. Make Earth great again.
Mega. But the closer it gets is the more deranged they're going to get, right? Yeah. Like to the point where you're going to be able to smell their desperation through the television. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think that 51 former intelligence officials are going to come out and say that Tim Walz is not a pedophile and that it has the...
Oh, yeah, that's a fact. Somebody's going to come out and vouch for it. Somebody's going to come out and vouch for the fact that that didn't happen. But the fact that they had this, one of those 51 intelligence...
So we're going to victim shame?
Yeah, it's like,
so high. They're so stuck.
I can hear Rachel Maddow right now. Those boys wanted it.
What were they wearing?
Right.
Well, listen, they went on the trip to China. They knew what they were signing up for.
He poked them with a vaccine. That was it.
It just stops. Yeah, no, they're stuck. Because they have to defend that is, you know.
But here's the thing. Nobody's gonna bring it up.
And arguably worse. No, not really arguably worse. Nothing is worse, but him trying to shoot a gun. Did you see that?
That was terrible. Terrible. Like
the memes are amazing though.
Like this is why they like Josh Shapiro would have been much better, right? The problem with Tim Walz is that Tim Walz is delicate. He's fluffy.
Yeah.
And he's like a stuffed animal. Like nobody sees masculinity in this ticket at all. You know what I mean? And this is why men are just leaving in droves. You know what I mean? I think what's the dude's name from CNN? Scott Jennings was like, he's like the Democrat Party is more concerned with men that want to be women than actual men. Yeah. there's not an ounce of testosterone in this ticket. Not an ounce.
Yeah. Well, that goes to the Man Enough ad, right? Yeah. You and I were talking about this before the show started, but that Man Enough ad, allegedly somebody went through and tracked who all those men are. I'm man enough to vote for Kamala and braid my daughter's hair. He doesn't have a daughter and he's also bisexual actor.
You're a predator.
Yeah. Three of the five Man Enough men are gay. A fourth is reportedly not gay. And the fifth is
allegedly.
The fifth one, we don't know anything about his orientation, but his claim to fame is playing Spaghetti Man.
The only two that look like they would be cool to drink a beer with is probably the black dude and the dude with the big beard like ZZ Top.
The ZZ Top guy was Spaghetti Man, I think. And okay. The black dude is the bisexual one that doesn't have a daughter whose hair, let's just leave that where it is. We are talking about the Walz campaign. But I did say to Holly after I saw that ad, I said, I bet you $5 the only one of those dudes that's ever been laid is the black guy. Because he's kind of hot.
I thought it was a parody. He looked like, I thought it was at first.
It was apparently written by Jimmy Kimmel's writer. Who was supposed to be funny.
At first, I thought the black dude was Kevin Garnett. He does look like Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, it's all inauthentic. Everything about them is inauthentic. And even their attempts at, you know, a spoofy kind of parody Kamala ads still blow up in their face because the only men that they could say that they could find to say that they were man enough to vote for Kamala are one, all actors, paid actors, and two, mostly gay.
Yeah. Because you know what I think?
Not that gay men aren't manly. Some of them sure are. But why, like, if you're this was an obvious attempt to appeal to men, right?
They stuck at it. Men that
value masculinity help, hence the man enough line throughout the thing. And nope.
Here's what's going to end up being a problem for this country, right? If they keep doing this to men, right? Men are going to check out completely, right?
Yeah.
And where's your line of defense at that point? It's going to be a problem.
Don't say women.
It's going to be a problem. No, no, they're going to send, they're about to send teenage girls to war.
They really are. All right, we got to pay the bills. So we are going to pay the bills and we will be right back. Yep.
Contagion Kit is something new. Can you tell us about that and what's in it and what it's for?
Well, the Contagion Kit is specifically geared towards a respiratory virus. It includes some of the medications that we've been talking about that are well known to be able to treat respiratory viruses. And importantly, it includes a nebulizer, a way to aerosolize a liquid medication so that you can breathe it into the lungs. Again, these kits are not meant to replace your doctor or a relationship with a doctor. They are not meant for you to fly solo. We have telemedicine visits available if you have any questions about the symptoms you're having. There is a booklet in there as well that supports and kind of coaches you through what symptoms you may be having from something. So these aren't meant to be a panacea to replace everything in medicine. It's a way, however, for people to feel and to be prepared, to be at the ready, to be more resilient, and to be more immune from the sorts of intrusions that we saw during COVID, where your insurance company or your own doctor or the pharmacist or the pharmacy was refusing to let people get a hold of medication.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually. And keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Igor Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and Ira. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM. And he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you. Let me tell you about our new sponsor, Patriot Shave. Backed by over 2,000 five-star reviews and a satisfaction guarantee, Patriot Shave offers premium quality razors at affordable prices. While some razor companies have gone and supported a lot of the woke values, Patriot Shave has not. They support the values of hardworking men and women of America. For less than $20, you can get their Freedom Forged razor kit and be confident that your money, your hard-earned money, is not supporting woke values. Join the movement today and go to patriotshave.com and use promo code CDM for a 15% discount. That's patriotshave.com and use promo code CDM for a 15% discount. Or go to cdm.press and hit cdm.shave on the top menu. Thank you.
And we're back.
I told you all that I'd be back. Kamala is really not that black. Huh. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. new album coming soon.
I like it. I think it's a banger.
The album's called I'll Be Black. Huh.
It's a banger, no cap.
No cap.
All right, I want to talk about this because in response to the Trump visit to Aurora, Colorado, most of Colorado's top Democrats are here for a Harris-Waltz campaign event at an Aurora brewery ahead of Trump's visit today. Quote, "We welcome the eyes of the nation on a true Colorado gem." I guess he means Aurora. Says Governor Jared Polis, crime in Aurora is significantly down over the last 2 years. And can you see this picture here? Get it to the men. I can't.
It looks kind of light in there.
Yeah, well, that's because the event apparently, so you see this, right?
Yeah.
Here for a Harris Waltz campaign event at an Aurora brewery, and we welcome the eyes of the nation. How many people do you think that they had at this event?
I don't know, like 12 and a half.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Nobody does, because it was closed to the public. It was a press only event.
Oh, okay. So
billed as a campaign event, actually a press briefing, ostensibly to deliver talking points. So I made a joke, right, about the crowd sizes and posted the both pictures. And Chase, the reporter who originally put this, he works for Newsline. He's the guy that had to change his headline because he said that my case was dismissed when decided, final judgment entered on our behalf, and the case was closed. And they came out and said, "Oh, it was dismissed." Nope. This is Ash. You're misrepresenting this event. I know how important accurate information and prompt corrections are to you. You like what he did there. So I am sure that once you're aware of this, you'll quickly retract. It was a press event, not advertised to the public. The chairs in the photo were for reporters. Now, understand, this was a campaign event for reporters in advance of Trump's visit. It was not advertised to the public.
And just what to do? What to do? What sit there and tell people like, yeah, like to tell people, oh, we don't want Trump here. Like nobody cares what you want. You obviously don't care what the people want. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
I think it went something like this. Listen, guys, we're going to turn the cameras on in a minute, and we're going to make lots of bold statements. We need you to carry our statements, clip them up however you want. You know, you guys are creative reporters. You guys, we value your free and fair press activity. You can clip up our statements any way that you want. We're going to leave you with a briefing a packet of talking points for how to cover, you know, just our, we're not telling you how to do your reporting, but you know, it's just our suggestions about how you guys might want to cover the Trump visit. That's what I think it was.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna give them one of these.
Yep, and they did. They did dutifully cover those statements from Michael Bennet, Senator Michael Bennet, House Representative Jason Crow, one of our feckless senators. Jason Crow is the congressman from Aurora. Vote for John Fabs, everyone. Jared Polis was there. Jenna wasn't there. But the media picked Friday night.
Hey, Jared Polis.
By Friday night, the media was pretty firm. Everybody there was a Nazi. So I don't know exactly what point this picture was taken, but if I had to guess,
it was probably during prayer, wasn't it?
There was a moment where the pastor who was giving the invocation told everybody to raise their hands and worship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so naturally, you know, the commies are going to say that is Nazi because they hate God the most.
I know. I look, just seeing that lets me know how much they despise Elon Musk. Because I'm telling you, this would have flown had there been no X.
Yeah.
This would have easily flown. I saw that picture and I was like, I said, if X is the reason why that picture is not gonna get traction past the next 4 hours.
Yeah. Well, sure, but also, so the guy who accused me of misrepresenting the event because I said, right, look at this crowd versus Trump's crowd, and then found out that it was closed to the public and just for reporters 25 days from the election and billed as a campaign event that's closed to voters. Voters can't come. Just the press really tells you everything about the political landscape, right, in the state of Colorado. Right. But the fact that that is that we end up at Nazi every time because it's all they have. It's all they have.
Here's the thing, Ash. Their ideas suck. So they can't fight you with ideas because their ideas are terrible. Here's the thing. They'll pull at heartstrings in order not to have to explain the stupid things they do.
Sure.
That's it. Because if they know they can tap into you emotionally, they know this what you really had on your mind is going to go elsewhere.
Fair. So the reporter who says to me, you're misrepresenting this event to your... No, I really didn't know that it was closed. And as soon as he told me that, I issued the correction immediately. I thought it was hilarious. Right. So I made a lot more jokes, right?
Yeah.
But did tell everybody, hey, you know, got it wrong. Apparently they don't want voters at their events. Same guy shared the Nazi photo. If you're reporting on the right of Elon Musk, who is not conservative,
right?
If you're reporting on him, we're going to hold you to everything precise, right? Every one of Trump's statements broken down into the teeniest tiny little parts. But then they can just go out and say that we're all Nazis, and when they get called out on it, they say, "Well, it's my opinion, and it's protected by the First Amendment."
Okay, cool. Yeah,
yeah. I agree. So why did you assholes drag me to court?
Right.
For things that I said.
They don't lie
about the outcome.
It's like rules for thee, but not for me.
Yeah, pretty you much. Know?
I think the favorite thing to say now is mis and disinformation.
It's just
translation is just shit that you don't want to hear. That's all it is.
Miss Dis and Mal. So misinformation is information. I'm I'll do the quick overview for folks that are for the uninitiated. Misinformation is information that's lacking context, not necessarily true. Disinformation is misinformation with the intent to deceive. So it's information that's not true, but you're sharing it with the specific intent to deceive the audience. That's disinformation. Malinformation is information that's true, but the regime doesn't like it.
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
There's now academic areas of universities where people are getting degrees in this.
I know California wanted to introduce this into the school curriculum where they were going to teach children how to recognize mis and disinformation.
Yeah.
Like these are your tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Like a state with billions in deficit is up here talking about misinformation.
Well, and your
governor is fighting with Elon Musk on his platform.
Yeah, but to be fair, I do think media literacy is important, which is why I think I've nailed it as a parent, because none of my kids trust the news. So,
nobody should. Here's the funny thing. Did their kids learn to not trust the news from you, or did they pick up on it on their own?
I think a little bit of both. I haven't trusted the news since I was 14, and naively thought I could go to journalism school and have some sort of impact on it. Yeah. And so it's embedded in any time my kids
tell me.
You gotta
join the mob, Ash. You gotta join the mob.
No, disavow. I'm not doing that. I'm a free agent.
There you go.
All right, we have. I'm very excited about our final sponsor. Our final sponsor. This supports Darren and my ability to make content. If you go to tulipblooms.shop, and we have a very dramatic new ad for you.
At Tulip Blooms, we believe in more than just skincare. We believe in freedom. We believe in natural products made by Americans for Americans, using nature's finest ingredients to help you feel your best. Each Tulip Blooms product is carefully crafted with pure organic ingredients. No chemicals, no compromises, just clean, natural skincare you can trust. We know what matters to you: freedom, family, and a healthy way of life. That's why every purchase at tulipblooms.shop supports American jobs and a brand that values your freedom. Join the movement. Support a company that believes what you believe in. Visit tulipblooms.shop today. Tulip Blooms, natural skin care for patriots. Promo code ASH for 10% off.
It's so dramatic. I love it.
If you feel ashy in your room, get yourself some Tulip Bloom.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Don't be like Ashy Larry.
No. Don't be Ashy. Be classy.
Classy. All right, everybody. That's the show that we have for you today. I'm so glad to be back. To be back with you. And Karen didn't show up today, but that's okay. She'll be here next time. I don't think we'll get to see her at the Trump rally either.
Hey, Karen, you're tardy.
Yeah.
You're late to the party. Get your life together. Stop yelling at people on TikTok.
She's really good at yelling at people on TikTok. Yeah. I don't ever want her to stop.
Yeah,
and everybody make sure that you're following viral. At Real Karen Jean on X. I don't, what is her? K-Rock or something on TikTok? Yeah, I'm not on TikTok, so I don't know.
I'm not either.
No, I'm not on TikTok. No cap. It's going to be fun for all of us.
Indeed.
All right. So we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next Sunday at 2 p.m. Mountain Time for the most serious news show in the Centennial State. And everybody have an absolutely fantastic week. We'll see you. Oh, what?
Go ahead.